Hello.
Hello, my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
15401.
One, four, five, zero.
15401, yes.
15401. Okay. May I have that first and last name?
First name Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Last name Wido, W-Y-D-O.
Can I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
293 Balsinger Road, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, 15401.
Thank you for that information. Give me 1 second while the account loads.
Where are you located? You in California or Florida or?
No, sir. This is a third-party call center. We handle accounts for other companies. But I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So how can I help you today?
Okay, here's my predicament. On my last credit card bill, I was charged for $56.95 for something that I didn't authorize. And I called somebody on Tuesday. And what they did, they gave me a cancellation code to cancel out the account and whatever the subscription was. So on Tuesday after that phone call, I went back into my credit card statement, and they charged me a second time for the $56.95. So they told me that it was going to be canceled at that point, and they charged me for whatever reason after I told them not to. So right now on my credit card statement for next month, they have a charge of $56.95, which I told them I didn't authorize or I didn't want. And they said, okay, and they said they canceled the account. They also gave me a cancellation code. You need that by any chance?
No, sir.
Okay, so my question is there a way to get that credited back to my credit card without having to pay the $56.95?
Okay, so it looks like they gave you a refund on one of them, but it looks like you caught in on the 14th. These charges was already done. The one she refunded was for this month already, November 4th.
Okay, but what I'm saying is they told me that there would not be a second charge. So I should be able to get that canceled or refunded or whatever, don't you think?
I'm not really understanding because you called in on the 14th. As I stated, this charge was already on here. The charge that she refunded you was the most recent charge from November 4th. And you said that another one should be coming out in November, but your account has been canceled. So I'm trying to really, understand what's going on here.
Okay.
Because
on my latest credit card statement on October the 4th, I was credited for $56.95.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I didn't get the new statement till here at the beginning of November. So when I got the new statement and saw that, I said that that had to be an error and that I never authorized that purchase. So I called someone. They said, okay, we'll cancel your account and we'll give you a credit. They actually credited me 70% of that $56.95.
Yes.
So I said, okay, I'll accept that because they said they couldn't credit me the full amount. And I said, okay, I can accept that. Then
yes.
I said to them, are you sure that I haven't been charged a second time? And they said, yes. So as I said, I went into my account and I saw the second charge for $56.95, which may have been on the date you said. I don't know because I'm not in front of my computer now. I don't recall the date.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, can I get that canceled and refunded?
Okay, so I think I'm understanding what's going on. So you didn't know that the charge that she was refunding was the one that was that we could see, but you couldn't see it already. Okay, so the you was trying to refund the one from October when you called the other day?
Okay, the one from October, they gave me a credit of 70%.
Okay. See,
and
that's
they said they canceled my account for whatever the subscription was for. They said this subscription was for something about a chance to win a truck or something. I'm not even sure what it was. That's why I told them I didn't authorize that, and they said, okay. And I said, will I be charged anymore? And they said, no. So after I hung up, I went into my credit card account, and I saw the second charge for $56.95. So
yes,
I'm calling about getting that canceled because they said that I would not be charged after the cancellation. So
yes,
they charged me. So my question is, can I get the $56.95 credited back to my credit card?
Okay, so what I'm going to do, because I'm not able to touch any charges that's over 30 days old, I'm going to have to transfer you to a supervisor. So just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I am forwarding your information to a supervisor and I'm transferring your card. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, you're going to transfer me to who?
A supervisor, only because I'm not authorized to refund anything that's over 30 days. And when you called in on the 14th, it looks like you didn't know that you was already charged again for the 11th. So that was the charge that she already refunded. So I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor. You can explain to them the same thing. I also left some notes on the account, so that it could, you know, better help you with the original refund that you thought you was getting for October.
All right.
All right. And again, thank you for calling customer support. I'm going to transfer you right now.